we're gonna tell a little story about San Francisco right here, y'all. A little story about San Francisco. There was a girl at the downtown train station. The way she wore her hair up in a tight dark bun reminded me of the one that could get away. So I followed her. She walked through the post-holiday shopping crowd and navigated by the trolley turnabout. She never looked up from the path right in front of her. She never stopped for a quick gaze through them shop windows. She walked for 13 minutes down 14 blocks by the noontime watering holes and the midday lunch spots. Nothing stopped a step, not even the red hands of the crossing lights or the traffic. I stopped and couldn't ignore this when she took a right into travel inside the Mission Dolores and she ran into the chapel. So followed when I heard her scream out front like a blurry dream. Bound down the ground, jumped to the dance room at room time. I went to a funeral, just me and two cemetery ground workers. A priest who kept addressing Jesus, but never said her name burned out her blade. I kept her striding my thoughts. She walked through my dreams with that sweaty gait, a beauty unknown. I woke up screaming at sunrise. I quit my job for disability, her memory killing me. Looked up a doctor to prescribe a pill that would just take me out. Tasted with booze, I bought that gate, so post-traumatic. Changed my echoes dramatic. Diagnosed with a mad obsession, the living rest is over again. Forget bits and pieces of my past. I was walking by a strip club. A girl walked out with a duffel bag that weighed a ton. Her black hair pulled up in a tight dark bun. I started sweating as I followed her. Our footsteps rang loud in the night. As my mind raced a million miles per second, my heart beating faster. I followed just behind her. Her gait and her walk were a haunting reminder. It must be her, for her truth that I thirsted. My pace sped up and cursed. My foot tripped and I cursed it. The hill went up at a stiff incline. I saw her speed up from behind. The duffel bag fell down from his shoulder, but she didn't stop. I could see the peak of the hill at the very top. Coin Tower glowed bright in the moonlight. She ran to the front entrance and swung it wide open. I followed and I could hear her now screaming like a woman being pursued by 2,000 demons. Gotta find out where the truth's lying.